every day on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1-300-872-911.
Now, if you're one of those people that worries a little about additives in food you buy, for example, from the supermarket or from the grocery store or from the butcher shop, whatever, this is really interesting. I've just come across this morning, and it reads here that Australian ag tech company ProAgni today announced it had secured Series A investment from established regional media entity Grant Broadcasters. By the way, that's a company that owns this radio station. It goes on to say this: ProAgni was established in 2018 to provide antibiotic-free animal feed products that preserve animal health and economic sustainability while decreasing the environmental and social impacts of farming. Now, it goes on to say its cutting-edge feedstock has now been used to feed 1 million livestock animals in Australia while removing more than 1 ton of antibiotics from the food chain. Look, doctors have been banging the drum about this for some years now. We're building up a resistance to antibiotics, and it's a matter of real concern for the medical fraternity. So this is very interesting. And a whole lot of people hate anything being additive like that, any chemical, into their processed foods. Now, it goes on to say, the significant investment from interests associated with Grant Broadcasters secures a minor stake in the growing Australian ag tech business. It takes ProAgni's total capital raise to over Australian $3 million. And it comes after ProAgni was shortlisted from 45 world ag tech businesses for the prestigious Rabobank Food Bites event. I've actually got the gentleman on the line who's the chief executive and founder, actually, of ProAgni, so he'll be able to explain all of this in language we can understand. His name's Lachlan Campbell. Hello, Lachlan. This is an interesting one, given that a whole lot of people, this has been going on for quite some years now, they're really suspicious of additives going into their food, and I think this will bring some comfort to them.
Oh, look, it's a bigger issue of the social licence for farmers, being able to produce food that's clean, affordable and abundant with a lower environmental and sustainable footprint. And that's one of our biggest challenges as farmers, and that's one of the reasons ProAgni exists.
Tell me about the consciousness of this aspect, if you like. People have been becoming more and more alarmed about these additives over recent years. Doctors have been saying we're building up an immunity to antibiotics, which is frightening given the number of diseases emerging these days, including pandemics. So I think it's very interesting that way.
Just to put some figures around that, between 70 and 80% of all antibiotics produced in the world go into animal husbandry, and the majority of that into feedlotting. Now, this isn't a case of those compounds getting through to the food. That's kind of not the point. The point around this is that we as farmers add to the potential risk of antimicrobial resistance, and we don't need to. There are other ways of doing it, which is why ProAgni exists. And we've built our technologies around being able to take those compounds out without blowing the economics of feedlotting and farming out of the water, because you just can't do that.
What's the future, though, of this, Lachlan? Obviously, seeing this company has certainly been impressed by what you're doing. How do you see the next 5 years travelling as far as you're concerned?
An industry have got to reduce our methane emissions. We've got to do more with less. We've got to use less resources and less water. And we can't do this without people want to know what their food is. Consumers, when they go to their particular wholesaler, Woolies or Coles, need to be able to buy food that's been fed without all these compounds.
Which is exactly the point I was making before. I presume the future looks rosy for you. It's a matter of getting the word out.
The word's getting out. There's a lovely parallel between Grant Broadcasters and ProAgni. We both started off in Dubbo, New South Wales. And in 18 months when we launched our first product, so 18 months ago we launched in Dubbo, and now that product has a national manufacturing footprint and a national distribution footprint, and clearly the same issue we're facing and the same questions you raised earlier in the intro are the same questions that the United States consumers are asking as well. And that is, if you can do this without having those compounds in, if you can do it without clearing rainforest and you can do it without harming the economics of farming, then I think there's got to be a better way. And that's really the challenge for all of us.
Harming the economics of farming at this stage, which is early stage, I guess, is it an economic challenge for farmers to embrace this latest approach?
No. Look, in terms of the ProAgri products, and I'm not here to give product plugs. What I am saying is that we started as farmers, and we're still farmers, in farming communities. And you can't ask for change in a community or in an industry which creates any form of friction,
yes,
or creates loss of performance or loss of profit.
Yes,
because people just won't take it up. Mm. The only other way you can do it is add a tax or legislate for it, and we all know that just doesn't work.
Mm. Well, I think it's exciting. I think it's a wonderful concept. So more power to you. We'll stay in touch, Lachlan. It's very interesting indeed. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Lovely talking to you.
People that like their food, that like the purity of what they buy and they want to know exactly what they're buying, they'll be excited about this. Lachlan Campbell is the chief executive and co-founder of the company called ProAgni, P-R-O-A-G-N-I.